Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Yigimel. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Yigimel, I'd like to go back to the Gemara before and Daf Yibes, Omer Beis. The Gemara brings down the following Shaila B'Amnei Rav Amirav Nachman, Mashiach, Shenitztarei Amal Ba'almona, Mit Chadochi, Oy Miftar Potter, Oy Hava Biyodei, Zimnin Habiyos, Rapapa Kain Boyle, Armoy Huna Breeder of Nachman, Rapapa Tanina, Einu Yalosh Over Machmas Kiryoy, Over Machmas Mumimina, and Tamaloy Mervahu, Kom Nash Kibere, Shevioy, Vlebrate. Now, as far as how to explain the Shaila of Rava, by Mashiach Shnitzareyev, his mutter Balmono or not, we find that the Teis Hirosh explains Pshat and the Shaila as follows. Do we say that Peshah Shenitztareya, he is mitche from Kahuna Gedilo Fi Shnitztareya, Ve'erv Shelo Shamesh Kozman Shumetzera, and the Dechia is only as far as Dvarm Shi'erv Shelo Kaimon Kishumetzera, but as far as Israel, Mon of a Kayitiba, De'erv Shelo Kaimon Kishumetzera Le Medchi, or do we say Miftar Potter Mikodin Kahuna Agamri? And therefore he is considered a regular hedyet, and for that reason he will be mutter ba'almana. That is how the Teis Rosh explains Pshat in the two tzadim of the Gemara. In the Meshech Chachma, on Parshas Emor, we find that Meir Simcha explains Pshat in the two tzadim of the Gemara as follows. As far as this, though, we find that a Kohen Gadol who is a Mitzrayah does not have the lav of Priya Prima, do we say this, that a Kohen Gadol does not have the lav of Priya Prima as long as he is a Mitzrayah, is because the assay of Mitzrayah is Deicha, the lois assay of a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Pareu Parim, and therefore we will say Mid Chadachi, but as far as everything else, he is considered a regular Kohen Gadol, or do we say that from this that we find that a Kohen Gadol who is a Mitzrayah is Pareu Parim? From this one sees that he is mifter pater mikol dine kahuna gedeva bukehed yet lechol davar. According to the Malach of the Teisus Harosh, the Shaila of Rava and the Shaila of Rapapa by Mashiach Shnetzrei was lavdafka by Mashiach who got saras, but rather it is a Shaila by any Kohen Mashiach who became a Baal Mum. As far as any Mum, then now the Kohen Gadol is not royal avoda, do we say mid chadachi or do we say miftar potar? On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of Meir Simcha, the Shaila of the Gemara is only a Shaila as far as the Mashiach shenetz tareya, as far as the Mashiach that became a Baal Mum, it is pashit that he is considered Kohen Gadol as far as all dine Kohen Gadol are concerned, and therefore Kohen Mashiach who became a Baal Mum will certainly be aser be'almana. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Teisus Harosh, the Pshitas of Huna Bereder of Nachman, who was Peshet from this that we darshan from Vahu, that even if he was Avram Machmas Mumay, but still he is considered a Kohen Gadol, that so too we will say that Avram Machmas Haras, but still he is Aser Balmona since he is considered a Kohen Gadol, one can explain the Pshitas very simply. That just like Be'avar Machmas Mumi, we say that he is only Midcha Dachi from being a Kohen Gadol. But as far as whatever he is Roi for, he is still considered a Kohen Gadol. So to Be'avar Machmas Haratai, he will be Aser Balmana, since he is considered a Kohen Gadol, since it is only Midcha Dachi from Avoda. But now one has to understand Pshat in the Pshitas according to the Mahalach Avar Meir Simcha. According to Meir Simcha, the Shaila of Rav and the Shaila of Rav Papa was only a Shaila as far as Mashiach Shenitztareya. As far as a Mashiach Shenasa Balmum, it was Poshet, that such a Kohen Gadol is Aser Balmana. And therefore one has to understand what is the Pshitos of Huna Bereder of Nachman, from Avar Machmas Mumei to Avar Machmas Hayatei. So to explain Pshat and the Pshitos of the Gemara, we find that Meir Simcha explains Pshat as follows. That Huna Bereder of Nachman understands this that we darshan from Vahu Avar Machmas Mumei, that a Kohen Gadol who is Avar Machmas Mumei is still Aser Balmana. The Makar that Vahu is referring to Avar Machmas Mumei. And we do not say that Vahu is a Miot, and v'hu shebi mamaye to kain gadol who was over machmas mumay, is because we were now gzeir shava v'hu isha b'svayikach from the word v'hu, which was nemer by a metzera, that the pasuk says ish ish mizera arin v'hu tzarua. That in the Teres Kainim, Darshins, that Vahu Tzarua is referring to a Kain Gadol. And therefore we learn out because the Yeshava Vahu Vahu, that just like the Vahu, that was said by a Metzera is referring to a Kain Gadol Metzera, so too the Vahu of a Vahu Isha Vavsoaikach is referring to a Kain Gadol who is a Metzera. And even a Kain Gadol who is a Metzera is Metzova in Vahu Isha Vavsoaha Yikach. And from there we learn out that so too Avar Machmas Mumay, the Makar of Avar Machmas Mumay, is because the Pasuk is referring to a Kohen Gadol who is Avar Machmas Ayatai. And as Rameh Simcha goes on to say, Umemewa Muchacha de Metzera B'chol Zois, Havei Kohen Gadol, Umachma Shehevin Oime Kadvorim Nashke Bereshei. That is how Meir Simcha explains Pshat in the Pshitas of Huna Beredra of Nachman according to his Mahalech. In the Gemara, in Ma'ikatan and Afidah, we basically find that the Gemara brings down the following Shaila, Iboilon Metzira Mao Sheyanik Tzariate Beregel. And the Gemara goes on to bring the following Raya Merova Toshma Vatzuro Rabbeis Kohen Gadol. Vakohen Gadol the Chorosh on a Kur Keregel Ukoyal Madami, Ditnan Kohen Gadol Makrevinin, and still we see that a Kohen Gadol has Hilchis Metzira. So from there the Gemara proves that so to one is Noyig Tzariate Beregel. From this the Gemara proves, from a Kohen Gadol Metzera, that so to one is Noyig Tzariate Beregel, from there one sees, that even Ba'odei Metzera but still he is considered a Kohen Gadol, and we still consider Koshona Kua Kerego Kue Almadami. But now here one can ask, as we find that the Paris Yosef asks in Ma'ikatan, how can Rava prove from a Kohen Gadol Metzera that so to one is Neig Tzariate Beregel if Rava in our sugya is Mesupik if a Kohen Gadol Metzera is Mutter Baal Manu or not? And Ochir Al Hatzad that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is Mutter Baal Manu, from there one sees that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is not considered a Kohen Gadol. And Al Hatzad that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is not considered a Kohen Gadol, and for that reason he is allowed to marry an almana, so too for that reason he will be Noig Tzariate, since he is no longer considered a Kohen Gadol. So to answer his kash, we find that the Stipor and Taurus Simon Amadalad answers the kash as follows. That the Raya the Rava brings in the Gemara Ma'ikatan is after the Pshitos of our Gemara, that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is considered a regular Kohen Gadol. Once our Gemara is Peshit, that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is Aser Ba'amana, from there one sees he is considered a Kohen Gadol even after he became a Metzera. And for that reason, Rava proves that from this that one sees that one can have a Kohen Gadol Metzera, from there one sees that so to one is Noig Tzariate Beregel, since a Kohen Gadol Koshona Kua Kerego Kue Almadami. That is how the Stipor answers the Kasha of the Peres Yosef. In the Minchas Baruch at the end of Siman Ayin Ches, we find that the Minchas Baruch asks another Kasha. What is Pshat in this that Rava has a Shaila? If a Kohen Moshiach Shnitzdare is Mutter Baal Manu or not, why wasn't Rava Peshet from the Breisa in Ma'ikatan? From this only is a Pasuk. To be marba that a Kohen Gadol is Perea Upirim, from there one sees that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is still considered a Kohen Gadol, and therefore needs a pasuk to Mechadesh that a Kohen Gadol Metzera is Perea Upirim even though he is considered a Kohen Gadol. So to answer this kash, we find that the Menachas Baruch explains Pshat in our Gemara similar to this that we mentioned before, B'Shem Rameir Simcha, that that itself is a Shaila of our Gemara. As far as this, that we find that there is a Riboy, that Hatzarua L'Rabbeis Kohen Gadol who was Pareu Pirim, is it because we say that he was Nidche from being a Kohen Gadol, or do we say L'Priyo Prima Greda Rabbi Mishum Nechom Metzera Pareu Pirim Avadain Hu Kohen Gadol L'Chol Dover? That is how the Menachas Baruch explains Pshat in the Gemara and answers his Kasha. The Mahalach of the Menachas Baruch is similar to Rameir Simcha. Just Rameir Simcha explains Pshat in the Tzad of the Gemara that the Gemara says Midcha Dochi, that the Gemara means to say that really Kohen Gadol Metzir is considered a regular Kohen Gadol, just this, that he's Perei Perim, is because the Asay is Deicha the Leis Asay, and the Asay of a Metzir to Perei Perim is Deicha the Leis Asay of a Kohen Gadol not to be Perei Perim. The other Tzad of the Gemara, a Miftar Potter, is this, that the Gemara means to say that he is Mifter Pater Mikol Dine Kahuna Gedelabu Kehedyet Lekol Dover. On the other hand, according to the Minchas Baruch, the Tzad of the Gemara Midchadochi is this, that the Gemara means to say that he is Midchadochi Mikol Din Kahuna Gedela. The other Tzad of the Gemara Mifter Pater is this, that the Gemara means to say, Idilma will prio prima greater rabbi, Misham the Chomotera Pereo Perim. And he is Pater from the Lav of not being Pereo Perim. That is how the Minchas Baruch explains Pshat and the Tutsdadim of the Gemara. In Rashi, on the other end, we find the Rashi explains Pshat in the Shiloh of the Gemara with a different Mahalach. And Rashi explains Pshat in the Shiloh of the Gemara. If we say Midchadochi, or we say Miftar Pater, that the Gemara Shaila is, as far as the Isser of a Kohen Gadol Baal Mana, do we say that a Kohen Gadol is Midchadochi Lahai Me'al Mana, and he is Midchadochi even at the time that he is a Mitzirah, or do we say that a Kohen Gadol is Miftar Patar Me'al Mana, V'chinitz Tareya Deleika Kohuna Gedilo Le'Patar Omoter Baal Mana? From Rashi one sees that it is Pashet, that as far as Kohen Gadol is concerned, at the time that a Kohen Gadol is a Mitzirah, he is not considered a Kohen Gadol. And for that reason, according to the Tzad, that a Kohen Gadol is Miftar Pater from an Almana, at the time that he is a Mitzirah, he is Mutar Balmana, since once he was in its Tareya Leika Kohuna Gadola. But now, here one has to understand, if so, how are we to explain Pshat in the Gemara and Ma'ikatan that we mentioned before? Thereof approves from a Kohen Gadol Metzirah that even though a Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kua Karego Kol Alma Domi, and still he has Hilchos Metzirah, so too we will say that a regular person is Noyeg Tzarate Beregel. V'chir, at the time that he is a Metzirah, he is not considered a Kohen Gadol, and therefore at the time that he is a Metzirah, it is no longer considered a Regel. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that this that we find, that according to Rashi, when a Kohen Gadol is a Mitzirah, he is no longer considered a Kohen Gadol, that is only as far as the Svara of Kohuna Gedola is concerned. As we mentioned before, in our Shir and Daf Yud, a Kohen Gadol is made up of two components. First of all, there is a Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and then there is a Svara of this, that he is a Kohen Gadol. Now, as far as the Svara of Kohuna Gedola, we say that as long as he is a Mitzirah, he no longer has a Svara of Kohuna Gedola. But as far as Kedushas Kohen Gadol is concerned, once he is Nimshach a Kohen Gadol, the Kedushas Kohen Gadol remains even at the time that he is a Mitzirah. And since the Kedushas Kohen Gadol remains even at the time that he is a Mitzirah, for that reason we all say that a Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kula is Keregel Dami. This that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara has a Tzad, that if we are to say Miftar Patar, that at the time that he is a Mitzirah, he is Mutar Balmana, is because the Gemara has a Tzad, that this that a Kohen Gadol is Aser Balmana, is because of the Svara of Kohuna Gedola. And only as long as one has the Svara of Kohuna Gedola, is a Kohen Gadol Aser Balmana. And therefore, according to that Tzad, at the time that a Kohen Gadol is a Mitzirah, that he no longer has a Svara of Kohuna Gedola, he is Mutar Baal Mana. According to this Mahalach, L'chaira one can explain the Tutsdadim of the Gemara according to Rashi as follows, that the Tutsdadim of the Gemara is itself Tutsdadim. As far as how to explain this, that a Kohen Gadol is Aser Baal Mana, is it Mitzad Kedushas Kohuna Gedola? And as long as he has Kedushas Kohuna Gedola, he is Aser Balmana. Or do we say that the Isser of a Kohen Gadol Balmana is dependent upon the Svara of Kohuna Gedola? And as long as one has the Svara of Kohuna Gedola, the Kohen Gadol is Aser Balmana. But if one will no longer have the Svara of Kohuna Gedola, the Kohen Gadol will not be Aser Ba'almana. According to the Tzad of the Gemara Mincha Dachi, that we say that the Iser of Kohen Gadol Ba'almana is Mitzad Kedusha, say then the Iser will remain even after the Kohen Gadol became a Metzuyah, since the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol remains even after he became a Metzuyah, since he was Nimshach to be a Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, the other Tzad of the Gemara is this, that if we are to say Miftar Potter, and this that a Kohen Gadol is Aser Ba'almana, is because of the Svara of Kuna Gedula. For that reason, when a Kohen Gadol became a Metzuyah, he will be Mutar Ba'almana. The Gemara goes on to bring a Raya from this that we darshan, that even a Kohen Gadol who is Avar Machmas Mubi, but still he is Aser Ba'almana. According to this Mahalach B'shitas Rashi will come out, that a Kohen Gadol who is Avar Machmas Mubi does not have the Svara of Kuna Gedula. But as far as Kedushas Kohen Gadol is concerned, he has Kedushas Kohen Gadol. And therefore, from this that one sees, that a Kohen Gadol who is Aver Machmas Mumay is still Aser Ba'almana, from there one sees that the Iser Ba'almana's dependence upon Kedushas Kohen Gadol, not dependent upon the Svara of Kohuna Gedola. And for that reason, so too, Kohen Gadol who became a Metzera will be Aser Ba'almana. That is a Chera Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Now let us go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol, Peire Melmata, Vahedyet Melmaila. In the Gemara one sees that any Kriya with which one is Yitze his Chiyav Kriya, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do such a Kriya based on the Isra that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Peire U Peirem. Only Melmata, which is not considered Kriya, as far as being Yitze Yidei Chivas Kriya, do we say that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do such a Kriya? In the Menachas Chinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Kof Nun, we find that the Menachas Chinuch says that this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata, is only a Rishos. Since such a Kriya is not considered a Kriya, for that reason, this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata, is only this, that he is allowed to be Purim or Mata, but a Kohen Gadol does not have any Chiyuv to be Purim or Mata. In Rashi, Al-Ariya from Ma'ikatan, and Avchav Vav, on the base, we find that Rashi explains this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata with a different Mahalach. And Rashi explains this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata, is Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. In other words, besides for this, that there is a Chiv to be Kerea, Mitzad Hoches Avelos, there is another Chiv to be Kerea as well, Mishum Agmas Nefesh, as we find in the Gemara Ma'ikatan Dafidaon on the base that the Gemara says, Mekaren Okatan Mipnei Agmas Nefesh, which Rashi explains, that Mipnei Agmas Nefesh means Sheyivkwa Royin Viyirbu Bekavet Hames, V'loi Mipnei Shawavel. In other words, there is a Chiv Kriya Mishum Agmas Nefesh, which is a Chiv to be Kerea Mishum Kavet Hames. That in order with Harbes Agmas Nefesh, which is Mishum Kavet Hames, there is a Chiyuv to be Kareya, a Kriya which is not considered a Kriya, Mitzad Hilches Avelos. From here, Uchiru one sees that as far as a Kriya that we find Mishum Agmas Nefesh, one does not need Hilches Kriya. And so too we find in the Bach and the Prisha Yeridea and Simon Shemem, that the Bach and the Prisha both say that this, that we are Mekaren or Katan Mibnei Agmas Nefesh, one does not need to be Kareya Bidin Kriya, Uve Kriya Koldu Be'eza Oifen Sheyia Sagi. Just like we find that the Kriya of a Kohen Gadol, which is Mibnei Agmas Nefesh, the Kohen Gadol can repair Melmata, which is not considered a Kriya. In the Nemuki Yosef, Mai Katan and Avchavav on the base, we find that the Nemuki Yosef explains this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim Melmata. Even though being Purim or Mata is not considered a Kriya, is because he's being Kareya L'Zecher Ba'omo Kavod Ave V'imai. And his Kriya is a Zichron Ba'omo to a regular Kriya. And this, that he's being Kareya L'Zecher Ba'omo, is a Pnei Kavod Ave V'imai. That is how the Mukhi Yosef explains Pshat in this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata. And according to the Mukhi Yosef, this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata, is only Al Aviv Imai. Since this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata, according to Mukhi Yosef, is Mishum Kavod Aviv Imai, for that reason, the Chiyuv to Purim or Mata is only by Aviv Imai. In the Rambam, in Parakhas Melchus Avol HaKaf, on the other end, we find that the Rambam explains this, that a Kohen Gadol is Purim or Mata with a different Malach. And the Rambam says as follows: Vakaria me'achirav oyminat stadim. Oymil mato yotze idei chayvas kriya. El kain gadol shu peyer mil mata. From the Rambam, it is mashma that a kain gadol who is peyer mil mata is yotze idei chayvas kriya. And as far as a kain gadol is concerned, such a kriya is considered a kriya mihoches avelos. And so to achirav is mavur in the Ramban yoredei and simen shememsef beis. That Rama says as follows: V'cheinagu lahakel akriya b'shuli habeged kishakirin al-shar meisim she'einan mis'abun aleyen. And as we find in the Sefer Ma'iris, on Amud Pei Dalet, the Sefer Ma'iris says as follows: D'kivan da'ashkechan d'kriya mo'mata mi'kriya kriya, k'damina k'ayin godo p'rim mo'mata, d'yavid ha'chi yati d'kriya, Mahanu kriyas the lav me avelos korva ninu such a kriya is considered a kriya. And for that reason one can explain this, that it is mashma, that a kohen gadol is perim o mata, and a kohen gadol is not perim me achirav umenat sadim. Even though as far as the regular hochas kriya is concerned, one cannot be yoytzi de chivas kriya, if one is kriya me achirav umenat sadim. And therefore a kohen gadol should be perim o mata or me'achirav or menat stadim. According to this mahalach, one can explain this that a kohen gadol is not perim me'achirav or menat stadim, is because only a kriya mo mata is considered enough of a kriya with which a kohen gadol is yeitze yedei chayvas kriya. A kriya me'achirav or menat stadim is not considered a kriya whatsoever. And therefore, as far as the chiyav kriya of a kohen gadol is concerned, a kohen gadol is mechuyav to be kireya mo mata. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In the Mishnah we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha, that a kohen gadol is makriv einin v'lo yoichel. Now as far as this, that a kohen gadol is makriv einin, we find a tremendous machlekes harishenim. In the Gemara Ma'ikatan, on Daf Yudalad on the base, we find that the Gemara proves from this that a kohen gadol is makriv einin, that kol hashana kula is keregel dami eitzel kohen gadol, and for that reason he is makriv einin. Now as far as how to explain this, that the Gemara Ma'ikatan says that from the halacha of kohen gadol makriv einin, one sees that kol hashana kula is keregel dami, we find a machlekes between Rashi and the Tosfos Rid. Rashi explains that the Gemara is referring to the halacha that a kohen gadol is shaleach karban esav even though he is an einin. And even though regular einin cannot be shaleach karban esav, but still a kohen gadol can be shaleach karban esav. On the other hand, the Tosfos Rid argues, and the Tosfos Rid explains pshat in the Gemara, that the Rai of the Gemara, that kol hashana kula keregel dami eitzel kohen gadol, is from this that a kohen gadol is actually oved ba'aninos. According to the Tosfos Rid, it comes out that this that a kohen gadol is oved even though he is an einin, is based on this that kol hashana kula keregel dami. And since kol hashana kula keregel dami, for that reason, he is able to be oved ba'aninos. On the other hand, according to Rashi, this that a kohen gadol is oved even though he is an einin has nothing to do with the fact that kol hashana kula keregel dami, but rather that halacha is independent of this that we say kol hashana kula keregel dami. Only as far as this that we say that a kohen gadol shaleach karban esav, do we say that halacha is based on this that we say kol hashana kula keregel dami. In Rashi, in Yuma Daf Gimel Beis, we find the Rashi explains pshat in the Gemara Numa as follows. The Gemara Numa brings down the following machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. In a case that if someone was oimed umakev agave hamizbeach v'shama shemeis v'meis, do we say miniach avidase v'yotze, which is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosi on the other end argues. Rabbi Yosi says yigmar avidase. Rashi explains that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is referring to a kohen hedyot, and even by kohen hedyot, still Rabbi Yosi says yigmar avedasai. On the other hand, Tosfos argues, and Tosfos explains that by kohen hedyot we will not say yigmar avedasai, and for that reason, Tosfos proves that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is referring to a kohen gadol. Umidrabanan hu shechmiru shelo yigmar. In the Gevurah Sari, we find that the Gevurah Sari asks the following Tmiyan Rashi. How can Rashi say that according to Rabbi Yosi, even by kain hedyet shemeisay meis, but still the halach is yigmar veidasay. In the Gemara in Zvachim, and after Svavim and Aleph, we find that the Gemara says that if someone was maschal avoidik shayetam v'nase ba'omom avoidasay psula. So to answer the kasha of the Gevuras Haril Chayr, one has to say as follows. That as far as Aninos is concerned, this, that Aninos is poisal avoida, and if someone is an Einan, he is poisal to avoida, is because it is a chiyuv of anhogas aninos, which passes him from doing avoida. And for that reason, Rashi understands that according to Rabbi Yosi, a kohen be'emtz avoidasei, who has a din to finish the avoida, and right now it is mutl on him the avoida, and it is not mutl on him a chiyuv of anhogas aninos. For that reason, the halach is goymer avoidasei, and the fact that he is an einin does not passel his avoida. Right now he is chayev to be oved, and he is not chayev ban hogas aninos. On the other hand, as far as the Baal Mum is concerned, even if someone was not a Baal Mum be'emtz avodasai, but still he is a Baal Mum, and the fact that he is a Baal Mum itself passels his avoda. That is a chira, what comes out from the Shita of Rashi. According to the Shita of Rashi in Yuma, this that we find, that a kohen gadol is oved ba'aninos, is not a hechrich, that koashano kuak regodami, but rather one can say that this, that a kohen gadol is oved ba'aninos, is based on this, that a kohen gadol is motul ola vavida, and based on the pasuk of min hamikdash hayetzei, from there we learn out that a kohen gadol is motul ola vavida, and it is not motul ola vaninos, and based on this, that it is motul ola vavida, and now Moto of Aninos, for that reason, he is Oved, even though he is an Einin. So again, according to Rashi, it comes out that this, that a Kohen Gadol is Oved b'Aninos, is not a halacha miuchedes as far as a Kohen Gadol is concerned, but rather as far as anyone who is Moto of Aveda, and now Moto of Aninos, as far as such a person, we will say that he is Oved, even though he is an Einin. And for that reason, Rabbi Yosi understands that a kohen be'emtz avodasei is goyimer avodasei. On the other hand, according to the Tesis Rid, this that a kohen gadol is oved ba'aninos is because we say koshano kua keregel damya. And based on this, the koshano kua keregel damya, for that reason, he is oved ba'aninos. And so to achir is a shita of Tesis in Yuma as well. And for that reason, Tesis in Yuma's Chilk and Rashi and Tesis explains that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is only by a Kohen Gadol, not by a Kohen Hedyot, since a Kohen Hedyot will not be able to be Gomer Avodasei. Based on this, it comes out that both according to Rashi and according to the Tesis Rid, this that there is halacha, that someone who is an Einin is not Oved. And if an Einin is Oved, his Avodah is Pasul, is based on this, that there is a Chiyuv of Anhogas Aninos. And since it is dependent upon this, that there is a Chiyuv of Anhogas Aninos, for that reason Rashi understands, that a Kohen Gadol whose Moto of Avodah, and a Moto of Chivas Aninos, is Oved even though he is an Einin. And so too, the Tesis Rid understands that since Koshana Kua Keregodamia eats O Kohen Gadol, and there is no chiyuv of anhogas aninos, for that reason, a kohen gadol is oved even though he is an einin. Which is not like we find by Reb Chaim and Chidushi Agrach al Hashas and Simonayim Beis. This that we find, that a kohen gadol is not oichel v'aninos, even though koshana kua kregodamya, and so too, even though it is motul oav aveda, and a motul oav chivas aninos, is the chayyah based on this, that we say, that one cannot eat kachim ba'aninos, is not dependent upon the chiyuv of anhogas aninos, but rather it is dependent upon a person who is be'etzem an einin. That is one mahalach, with which one can explain pshat in this, that a kohen gadol is not a oichel kachim ba'aninos. Rebitzel, on the other hand, is a chiyitzchak in simim mem dalet, and so too we find in the Maral in Gur Aryan Parsha Shmini. On the other hand, explain a different mahalach as far as this, we differentiate between avoda and achila, and a kohen gadol is oved ba'aninos, and still he is not Eichel Kachem Baninos. The Maral and Abitz will explain as follows, that as far as Avodah is concerned, there is a difference between Avodah's Kohen Gadol and Avodah's Kohen Hedyot. Since the Kohen Gadol is Oive B'Shmeina Begadim for that reason, the Avodah's Kohen Gadol is Chilek Shem La'atzmai, and we see his Avodah as Avodah's Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, as far as Achila is concerned, that there is no difference between Achila's Kohen Gadol and Achila's Kohen Hedyot. Achila's Kohen Gadol is Nachilek Shem La'atzmai. And since Achila's Kohen Gadol is Nachilek Shem La'atzmai, for that reason, as far as Achila's Kachim of a Kohen Gadol is concerned, a Kohen Gadol's Achila has the same exact halacha as the Achila of a regular Kohen Hedyot, since Achila of a Kohen Gadol is Nachilek Shem La'atzmai. That is how these Achrenim explain Pshat and the difference between this that we say, that a Kohen Gadol is Makriv Einen Ve'eino Yoichel. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah we find that our Mishnah brings down the following halacha called Mekodesh Mechaveroi Kodem Es Chaveroi. Our Gemara goes on to explain that the Makar that we say called Mekodesh Mechaveroi Hu Kodem Es Chaveroi is based on this, the Tanah Be'erishma V'kidash Del Chodav Shebekdusha V'ftayach Rishen U'evarech Rishen V'lito Mane Yafer Rishen. Our Mishnah goes on to say, Ha'ish kaidem le'isha le'hachyes le'hashva veda Ha'isha kaidemes le'ish le'chzos le'hoitzi be'is ha'shevi B'zman she'shneyem oimdim v'kalkola ha'ish kaidem le'isha. And then our Mishnah goes on to say that this halacha of Kedima applies not only as far as Ish Kedem Le'isha, but rather as far as the Maila and Yichos as well. And we say that a Kohen is Kedem Levi Levi Yisol Yisol Mamzer Mamzer Nosin V'Nosin Leger V'Ger Le'Evan Meshochrer. The Gemara goes on to explain this, that we say Kohen Kedem Levi Shenemar B'nei Amram Aaron U'Moshe V'Yavdal Aaron U'Akdishai Kedesh Kadoshim Levi Kedem Yisol Shnemer Beisahi Hivdo Hashemesh Shevet HaLevi. And our Gemara goes on to explain the other Kedimais that are mentioned in our Mishnah. In the Magen Avraham we find that the Magen Avraham asks the following kasha. In the Gemara in Gittin, on the Afnon Tes on the base we find that the Gemara in Gittin learns out the Seder of Kohen Levi Yisol as far as Kriyas HaTorah from other Psukim, and not from the Psukim that are mentioned in our Gemara. That is a kasha that the Magen Avraham asks, that there is a seeming machlokes hasugyas as far as the makar of the Seder of Kohen Levi v'Yisrael is concerned. So to answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham, we find that the Mefarshim say as follows, that the two sugyas, the sugya and Gittin, and our sugya are discussing two completely different halachas. The sugya and Gittin is discussing Hilchas Kibud, and Mechiyuvei Kibud, for that reason we say Kohen Kedem Levi, and Levi is Kedem Yisrael. Since there is a Chiyuv to Mechabed, Shevet Kohuna and Shevet Leviya, for that reason the Halach is Kohen Kedem Levi, and Levi Kedem Yisrael. Our Gemara, on the other hand, is not discussing Chiyuvei Kavod, but rather, our Gemara is discussing Hilches Kedima. For example, if one has a Chiyuv of Oisam and Adam Reacha, and one has a Chiyuv of Hatzos Chaveroi, who should he be Matzo? If one has a Kohen Levi V'Yisol, who should he be Matzo? Should he be Matzo the Kohen, or the Levi, or the Yisrael? As far as that, we say that there is Halacha of Kol Mekodesh Mechaveroi Kodem Es Chaveroi, and they are Kodem L'Chaveroi in the mitzvah of Oisam Meid Aldam Reacha. And for that reason, the halacha is that a Kohen is Kedem Levi, Levi Yisrael. And for that reason, there are two separate Makaris. As far as a Chiyuv Kibud is concerned, the Gemara in Gittin has drashes, which are Mechadish, that there is a Chiyuv to Mechabit, Shevet Kohune, Veshevet Leviya. On the other in our Gemara, which is discussing Hilches Kedima, based on the halach of Kol Mekodesh Mechaveroi Kedem Es Chaveroi, our Gemara needs special drashas Himechadesh that a Kohen is Kedem LeLevi and a Levi is Kedem LeYisrael. In the Achrenim we find that the Achrenim ask the following kasha on the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Hamad Aleph Hamad Beis, that the Gemara says, Kibbud Av is Kaidim Lekibbud Eim. And this, that Kibbud Av is Kaidim Lekibbud Eim, is because Ata Vimecha are Chayavim Lekvayd Avicha. The Gemara goes on to say that in this Garshu Shnehem Shavin, Ve'eze Shiyirta Yaset Chila, and we do not say that Kibbud Av is Kaidim Lekibbud Eim, that Chayinim ask, Lekhir the Av should be Kaidim. Based on this, that we learned that Ish is Kaidim Leisha. Based on the Yisei that we mentioned before, one can answer the Kasha as follows. This, that we find that Ish is Kaidim Leisha, is not because we say that as far as Chiv Kavod is concerned, there is a Chiv to Mechabed an Ish before an Isha, but rather it is based on this, that an Ish is more Mekodesh than an Isha. And based on this, that an Ish is more Mekodesh than an Isha, for that reason we say, Kol Mekodesh Mechaveiroi Kaidem Es Chaveiroi. And as we find in the Chazon Yecheskel of Metziah Perek Beis Halach Yud Gimel, the Halach of Kol Mekodesh Mechaveiroi Kaidem Es Chaveiroi is only B'makim She'ein Lai Kadesh Neyem. If one cannot do both, then we say that there is Allah of Kol Mekodesh Mechaveiroi Kaidem Es Chaveiroi. But if one can do both, then there is no Allah of Kol Mekodesh Mechaveiroi Kaidem Es Chaveiroi. And for that reason, the Allah will be Nisgar Shu Shnehem Shavim. And Eze Sheyirtze Yaset Chila. In the Gemara in Gittin, on Afnan Tes and Abbas, we find that the Gemara says as follows. A Kain is Eul Atir V'Acher of Levi. Now, as far as how to explain this, I think Mar Gittin says, "A makom shein koyin esparda chavila." We find the machlekes harishenim. Rashi explains this that we say that a makom shein koyin esparda chavila to mean that a makom shein koyin ein halevi oila kwal, and the levi does not go before the Yisrael. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues, and the Rosh says that a makom shein koyin. But still, the Levi goes first. This, that the Gemara says, Nespar de Chavila, means to say that B'mokim Shein Koyin, if the Yisrael is Gadol from the Levi, then the Yisrael goes first. B'mokim Sheish Koyin, even if the Yisrael is Gadol from the Levi, but still the Levi will go before the Yisrael. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat in this? Rashi says, that B'mokim Shein Koyin, Nespar de Chavila, and the Levi does not go before the Yisrael. What happened to this that we find in our Gemara, that a Levi is Kaidim Yisrael, as far as Atzala and Ashavas Aveda is concerned? From our Gemara one sees that there is a Maila for a Levi even B'makim She'ein Kayin. And even B'makim She'ein Kayin, Sheva Levi is considered Makodesh Eitzel Yisrael. And therefore we should say that a Levi is Kaidim Yisrael. So to answer this Kasha, one has to say based on this that we said before, that as far as Alacha of our Gemara, which is Allah of Kol Mekodesh Mechaveiroi Kaidim Lechaveiroi, a Levi is Kaidim Yisrael, since a Levi is Mekodesh relative to a Yisrael. But based on this, that a Levi is Mekodesh Eitzel Yisrael, that itself will not be Mechayiv, that as far as Kriyas HaTorah is concerned, a Levi should be Kaidim Yisrael. This, that a Levi is Kaidim Yisrael, as far as Kriyas HaTorah is concerned, is only because we say that there is a chiyuv for Yisrael to mechabed es halevi. And this, that there is a chiyuv for Yisrael to mechabed es halevi, is only as long as there is a kohen. Since with this, one is being mechabed shevet levi, one is being mechabed shevet kohuna. Like we find that the Marik says in Simon Memalef, that time of the levi kirisheni is einai elamish mekvodesh al kohen bavor shehu mishivtai. And for that reason, if there is no Kohen, we will say Nespar de Chavila, even though Levi is more Mekodesh than Yisrael. With this, one can explain Pshat in the Magen Avraham as well. In the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Pei Beis of Katan Vav, we find that the Magen Avraham says that as far as a Kohen who is a Baal Mom, there is no Halacha of V'kidashtei. Since the Pasuk says V'kidashtei, Ki eslachem alakecha u'makriv, a Baal Mom who is pasul avida is not included in the Kiddashtai. Now, here one can ask, as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, that a Kohen is Kaidim Yisrael, the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to a Kohen who is a Baal Mom. And since the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to a Kohen who is a Baal Mom, from our Mishnah one sees that even a Kohen who is not Roy Lavida is still Kaidim Levi Uli Yisrael. So to answer this Kasha on the Magen Avraham, one can say as well that even though as far as Kedusha is concerned, even a Kohen Baal Mum has Kedusha, and for that reason we apply the halacha called Mekodesh Mechaveirai Kedem Mechaveirai, and for that reason a Kohen Baal Mum will also be Kedem Levi Ul Yisrael. But as far as a Chiv Kibud is concerned, the Chiv Kibud is only if he is Kasher Avoda, and the Chiv of the Kiddushtei, which is a Chiv of Kibud, is dependent upon this, that is Lachem Alekecha Umakriv. And for that reason, a Kohen Baal Mum who is not royal Avoda is not included in the Chiv Kibud of the Kiddushtei. In the Tesefta, in Karbanos Perek Yod HaChabes, we find that the Tesefta says the following halacha: Minchas HaIsh Kedemes LeMinchas HaIsha. And so we find in the Rambam in Perek Tes Mihochas Tmidim Umusafin Halacha Yod. Uchere Pshat in the Tesefta is based on this. We learned that Ish is Kedem LeIsha, and since Ish is Kedem LeIsha, since we say Kol Mekodesh Mechaveirai Kedem LeChaveir, for that reason, the mincha of an ish is kedemes leminchas isha. And so we find in the Kiri Sefer and in the Chasdei David. But one has to understand, according to the say that we mentioned before, b'shem the Chazen Yecheskel, that the Chazen Yecheskel says that the entire halacha, that an ish is kedem leisha, and the other kedemas that are mentioned in our Mishnah, is only halacha hecha, and he cannot do both of them. But if he can do both of them, the one does not have the kedimas that are mentioned in our Mishnah. If so, how are we to understand pshat in the halacha of the Tesefta that a minchas ha'ish is kedemes al minchas ha'isha? So to explain pshat in the Tesefta, we find that the Chazon Yecheskel says the following chiddush, that the kedima of a minchas ha'ish or minchas isha is not an inyan shel kibud, but rather there is a halacha that bekaporo beritzui korban koma shemaktem ha'adam leskaper uesratzeis zechos hiloi v'nimtza shebe'etzem hakdima yesh inyan shel zechos uafichach ha'ish kaidem. That is how Chazon Yecheskel explains pshat in the Tosefta Shitasei. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Mishnah says that Paramashiach Pareida Imdim Paramashiach Kedem Pareida Bechal Maisav. Our Gemara goes on to explain the Makar that we say that Paramashiach is Kedem Pareida is based on this, that the Pasuk says, Vesorif Isai Kasher Sorif Es Hapararishan Matam Lemarishan Sherishan Kedem Pareida Bechal Maisav. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following Tanur Rabbanon. Tanur Rabbanon Parakai Mashiach Pareida Imdim Parakai Mashiach Kedem Pareida Bechol Maisav. Hoyo Mashiach Mechaper Ve'eda Miskaperes V'dinu Sheyaktim HaMechaper LeMiskaper V'chein Oimer V'chiper Ba'adai Uva'ad Beisei Uva'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. In the Gvur Sari, in Yuma, and that from Daud and Aleph, we find that the Grocery asks the following Kasha, what is Pshat in this? That the Tesefta needs a reason to explain Pshat in this, that Parakai Mashiach is Kedem Apareida. Well, Chira the Makar, that Parmashiach is Kedem Apareida, is Exeus HaKosov. That the Pasuk says, Vesorif Oisei Kasher Sorif as a Par Harishain. And from the word Harishan we learn out, Sherishan Kedem Apareida. So to answer this Kash, we find that the Menches Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Kuf Chaf says the following Teretz, that one needs both the drash of the Pasuk and the Tam of the Tesefta. If we would only have the drash of the Pasuk, we would only know that Paramashiach is Kedem Aparehom Dover Shal Tzibur. We would not know that a Paramashiach is Kedem Vasiri Avedizara Tzibur. And even though we weren't out Siri Avedizara from a parahom dover shal tzibur, but as far as this halacha of kedima, which is not a halacha beguf ha-korban, we will not learn out, and therefore needs a tam of the tesefta timachadish that a parakai mashiach is kedim v'si'ira v'dezara shal tzibur. And if we would only have the tam of the tesefta, we would only know that a parakai mashiach who's actually meshamish is kedim v'tzibur. But if one has a par kohen Mashiach she'aver machmas mum v'keitze b'zeh, who is not royal avoda, who also brings a par kohen Mashiach, his parakai Mashiach should not come before the Eidah, since he is not a mechaper, and therefore one needs the alfusa mekrati mechadesh, that a parakai Mashiach shaver is also kedem to the parashal tzibur. According to the Menachas Chinuch will come out, if one has a kai mashiach sha'aver mach mas mum v'kiyitzi bazer, his power will not be kaidim v'siyra v'idazar shal tibor, since as far as that, one does not have the drosh of the pasuk, and one does not have the tam of the tesefta, since such a kain is not considered the mechaper. Another way with which one can explain pshat in this, that one needs the drosh of the pasuk, even though one has a tam of the tesefta, is by saying that according to the Tam of the Tesefta, we are makdim hamechaper umeskaper, that is only as far as the avodas are necessary for kapara. But as far as sreifa is concerned, which is not necessary for kapara, we will say that the para eida should be kaidim to the par kaim Moshiach. And for that reason, one needs a drasha of the pasuk to mechadesh, that even as far as sreifa, we will say that still par kaim Moshiach is kaidim a para eida. As we find that the Malbim says that as far as this halacha, that a parakai Mashiach is kaidim, the para eida includes the sreif of the parakai Mashiach as well. And bein le'inyan hakrava, bein le'inyan sreifa, par Mashiach kaidim. And so too we find in the Ravid in Teres Kainim that the Ravid in Teres Kainim explains that one needs two drashas. One drasha, as far as the hakrava of the parakai Mashiach is concerned, and the other drasha, as far as Sreifas, Parakai Mashiach, that even as far as Sreifa, we will say that Parakai Mashiach is Kedem, with Sreifas Paraeda, which is not like we find in the Chazanish and Menaches and Simon Wamagimos of Katan Yerches, that the Chazanish says that once we know that part of the Avodes of a Parakai Mashiach is before a Parhom Dover Shal Tzibor, automatically we will finish all the Avodes of a Parakai Mashiach, since he was kvar hischel ba'avidasai, v'ri avim avri shochach v'shochat eshenir tader apachas b'kdusha tchil makrivai v'achar kach shoychid esat tader. And therefore so too we will say over here, that he first finishes the avidas of the parakai Mashiach before he is makriv the par halim davar shal tzibur. In the Chasdei David, we find in other mahalach as far as how to explain this, that one needs a drasha of the pasuk even after the tam of the tesefta. And the Chasdei David explains that if just for the tam, I would have said that the tam only applies to a case that the Kohen Gadol atzmai hu makriv espari vespara eida. In such a case, we will say the avei zakei v'yechaper al hachayev avoi avdi hu chad mikahani achwini doishayech achtaima. Sakadaita chamina da hashta par helem liktim mishum da have derabim. For that reason, one needs a drasha of the pasuk to mechadesh, that even as far as another kohen being makriv the par kohen Mashiach, but still the par kohen Mashiach should come before the par helem davar shal tzibur. In the Rosh, we find that the Rosh explains this, that our Mishnah says a par Mashiach a par eida imdim par Mashiach is kaidim a par eida bechal maisav. Is not based on the halacha of kol mekodesh mechaveray kaidim es chaveray, but rather it is a gzeiras hakosov. In the Miri, on the other hand, it is mashma that the halacha of par Mashiach para eida emdim par Mashiach kaidim para eida is based on the halacha of kol mekodesh mechaveray kaidim es chaveray. Ochere, there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two mahalchim of the Rishonim. As far as a case that he was Ovar v'shachat the par helim davar shal tibur before the par Mashiach, do we say that since he started the avodos of the par helim davar shal tibur, for that reason he first finishes all the avodos of the par helim davar shal tibur before the par kayim Mashiach? Or do we say that no, he stops in the middle of the par helm davar shal tzibur and he goes to the par kayim Mashiach? If we are to understand that the pasuk was mechadish, that the par kayim Mashiach is mekodesh relative to the par helm davar shal tzibur, then one will have the regular halacha that by Avar v'Shachar he first finishes the avodes of whatever he started before he goes to the Mekudesh, since the entire halacha is halacha and hilches kedima. On the other hand, if we are to understand like the Rosh that there is a Gzeiras HaKasov, then one can say that even if he started the avodes of the par helum dover shel tzibur, but still he will stop in the middle and he will go to the par kayim Moshiach. And so too one has to know according to the time of the Tanur Rabbanon, will we say that if he already started doing the avodes of the par helum dover shel tzibur, he first finishes those avodes, or do we say that he stops in the middle and he goes and he is makriv the par kayim Moshiach?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.